Welcome to Heartbeat. And today I'm going to talk to you about having a quiet time. That's why I'm sitting down. Because normally whenever me, anyway, has a quiet time, I sit. I sit to relax, I sit to, get off my feet, I sit to refresh in my mind. I sit. Like just the other day, my three-year-old granddaughter Willow, in the car to her mum, says, "Mum, can you turn off the radio? I need some quiet time." I laughed, but it's so true. You come home from work and sometimes I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to see anybody, and just give me some time, some quiet time. Maybe even it's not from work, but life is so busy. We rush. We try to, at least I do, go through my list of what I have to do for the day. And if that doesn't occur, it adds to the list for tomorrow. And then, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, I forgot that one, got to do that. And there's always, you know, heaps of things to do. But even if you're not as busy, you need some time for yourself to reflect. God talks to us in that reflection time, in our solitude, because we actually give him a chance. We can think, oh, but I've been doing my prayers. I go to prayer and I'll read a psalm and I'll read scripture and I'll talk to God and I'll petition and I'll say prayers. And that's part of prayer too. But if you don't give God the quiet reflection time of time down, when can you hear the Spirit talk? When can you notice he's talking to you? When can you even just spend time sitting with God? Now, we as Catholics can do it in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and that's an awesome time to do it. But it still is quiet time of reflection. Even if we're saying silent prayers, there comes to a point sometimes I find I have no more words. I just need the quiet time with my God. And there's two scriptures I want to share that reflect God even saying, have some quiet time. One of them is in 1 Kings. And you have Elijah, who's a prophet, and he's actually hiding in a cave. And it goes 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19. No, sorry, we'll start at verse 11. God says, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by." If you knew God was passing by, would you not want to go and stand out on the mountain where he was? Well, Elijah gets told, go out and stand on the mountain. The Lord's going to pass by. And a great and powerful wind was tearing out the mountains and breaking the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle blowing. When Elijah heard the sound, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him. It was in the gentle blowing, in a time when we can actually have enough silence so you can hear the sound of the gentle blowing. The Spirit blows gently. God wants to often talk to us, but he waits for the time when we actually are in that quiet space. Let's read Psalm 23, and we know this psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, to guide, to feed, and to shield me. I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and quiet waters." Because why does he lead us to the green pastures, to the still and quiet waters, so that we can actually hear our shepherd? Maybe we've been making too much baaah, because we're the sheep. Too much noise, too much maybe petitioning in prayer. How can you do too much? But if you're not giving God the quiet time where we can sit and absorb him, you know, it's the Lord who transforms us. So in my quiet time, I want to give him the time to allow him to transform me. I often say, Lord, here I am. I've lost for words. I've said enough. I'm, you know, don't know where I am. I'm a bit like, you know, I'm so busy with life. I don't reflect on you enough. But Lord, come and be with me. Come and sit with me. Come and transform my life, my heart, my attitude. Because it's he who does it. We might act upon it. We might have to put in good habits because it helps us, you know, show God that we want to, you know, be holy. We want to work in this area that we're not doing very well in. But it's God who transforms us. I want to have a humble enough heart to say, Lord, here I am. No noise, nothing. I've got nothing before me, just you and me. You know, there were monks in years gone past who used to go to the desert fathers, on purpose to have solitude with God. They were disgruntled with what was happening in the churches or where they were, but they sought this alone time with God. Now, they did it on a continuous basis, but we're suggested to do on a daily basis. It's like we say the Our Father on a daily basis, or we should, because we're asking, Lord, give us today our daily bread, a nourishment for our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit, our body. But if we don't come to him daily, he can't give it to us daily, can he? But Mother Teresa also talks about that God is the friend of silence. He speaks to us in the stillness of our hearts. Prayer is sometimes difficult if we don't know how to pray, but we can all sit before the Lord, with the Lord, and sit in silence with him and communicate love, not with words, just with our hearts, with our silence, with our minds. Lord, I love you. You don't have to use words. You can just say, Lord, I'm here. I'm here. But we have to help each other to learn this. This stillness allows ourselves to be in the presence of God. If we do not bring ourselves to this inner quietness, the exterior can sometimes overwhelm us too much. Don't know about you. I've just shared about how busy I am. Well, sometimes life can be overwhelming. I've got issues and problems. I don't know how to face them. I've got to. You know, I know God will help me with it, but I need that nourishment that comes from within to face the issues, to get the courage, for the Holy Spirit to speak, to transform my heart, for me not to become bitter or angry because of what is happening to me or, you know, how just life is. We must become accustomed to the stillness of the spirit in the eyes and on the tongue. God is a friend of stillness. We must find God not in noise, not in activity, even though we do find him there. But the more we receive during our quiet prayer, the more we can actually give in our active everyday life. So I want to encourage you, parents, don't just give your little ones time out. Give yourself time out. women who are so busy, career women, and that's amazing what you do. Give yourself some time out. Older women who babysit lots, like I do, but who also work or are doing domestic duties or volunteering in their church or whatever they do, make sure you give yourself some time out with God so that that nourishment that only He can give, you will get, you will receive. And it may not seem any different, but I can tell you, it is different. You will be transformed by the Lord. You cannot help but be in the presence of God and be changed. Look at Moses, presence of God. He comes down off the mountain when he's been given the Ten Commandments. He had a changed face, disposition. You know, I think, you know, they showed you in the movies his hair changed colour. I wouldn't be surprised, because being in the presence of our Lord, we are changed and transformed to be better and more holy and more loving, because God transforms us into His image and likeness more and more and more. So go and have some quiet time.